Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Blog Talk. Hello, everybody. How you doing today? And welcome to the Zurian Show. I hope that the day is going well for everybody and that everybody is doing the things that they want to do. As in, I hope you're all living your dreams. I know that's probably not the case, but at least I'm wishing that you are. And understand that you can. Today's show, we're going to talk about every day we get a little older and a little wiser. All right, now, is that true? Every day, do we get a little older and a little wiser? No. Part of it's true, or half of it's true. Yes, every day we get a little older. But as all of us continue to do the same silly, stupid stuff, all right, and I'm not trying to talk bad about anybody, but as we all seem to continue to do the same stupid and silly stuff every day, we definitely cannot be getting wiser. If we were getting wiser, then we'd all be learning from our mistakes and learning from the mistakes of others. You know, I was talking with a young man not too long ago, and I was telling him, you know, for years I've been sharing information with you. I said, and the reason that I was sharing that information with you is so that you wouldn't make my mistakes, or so that you wouldn't make the mistakes that other people have made. I said, the best mistakes to make are mistakes that other people have made and then learning from those mistakes so that you don't repeat them. I said, that's another thing about history. There's an old saying that, you know, if you don't become a student of history, you're destined to repeat it. And unfortunately, a lot of us are confusing getting older with getting smarter. And evidently, a whole lot of us are not getting smarter, not even close. You know, we're doing the same silly, stupid, ridiculous, unnecessary stuff that got us into the positions that we were in to begin with and caused us all of the problems that we're presently having. So, again, getting older has nothing to do with getting wiser or using those gray cells to any good use and not even helping yourself, which is a really wild thing because since everybody is all about, you know, me, you would think that the me's in the world would be learning something. They'd be taking that information and using it in a positive manner so that they can get some positive and moving forward results. But what do we keep doing? We keep going back to the same old silliness and doing the same old stupid things that got us into trouble in the first place. It's really a pretty crazy cycle. And I think all of us need to step back and we need to look at what we're doing. We need to reevaluate what it is that we've put in motion and then make the necessary changes and stop making excuses. I mean, again, nobody's perfect, ladies and gentlemen. We all make mistakes. We all have our moments. We all have issues. We all have a billion zillion things going on. Matter of fact, just today I talked with a very lovely and very intelligent young lady, and she was explaining to me how she's been going through a lot of stress. Now, mind you, a lot of that stress that she's been going through isn't really stress that she's created. It's stress that she's gotten from taking on responsibilities that really aren't her responsibilities. However, she feels obligated, and you have to give this young lady kudos for the fact that she's doing something that most people won't do. She's stepping out, and she's not only doing it for herself, she's also doing it for a lot of the right reasons, a lot of altruistic reasons, you know, and she's helping out, you know, someone that she feels has been a key person in her life and has also helped to mold her and help her to become the person that she's become. You know, and I had the pleasure of meeting this young lady really not that long ago, and I was very impressed, you know, with her ability to organize, her ability to have compassion and to do the things that she's doing. And for her, I can't say that this particular episode applies in the sense of us doing stupid things and not doing the things that we need to do, but this is just another person amongst the few that are out there that have taken on responsibilities that really aren't theirs, and we need to commend them. But then there's us that don't want to take on the responsibilities that are ours, and that ends up creating a whole lot of stress for the other people that are willing to try to do the right thing. So the story is kind of twofold. I've got somebody that's totally stressed out because they're taking on a whole bunch of responsibility that they should be getting a whole lot of help from, because there's a lot of other people involved. And then I've got people that don't really have as much stress or have created a whole bunch of unnecessary stress for themselves that doesn't serve anybody, including them. And then you've got other people that are taking on the stresses that shouldn't even be theirs to try to counteract and make up for the lack of energy, the lack of compassion, the lack of concern, and the lack of go-get-it-ness that these people should have for the responsibilities that technically are rightfully theirs. Ladies and gentlemen, the world continues no matter what we do. Whether we do the right thing or we do the wrong thing, the world is going to continue. It's going to move forward. It's going to have an effect on everything that we do. Now, whether you actually feel the slings and arrows of the particular items that you do or not is a whole nother world. But what I'm saying is that if we all did the things that we were supposed to do, if we all were true leaders, if we all were true, you know, people of compassion and concern, and we would all chip in, and guess what? We'd all win, instead of one of us busting our butts to try to save all of us. If we would share that information, it's the same thing. You know, in order to grow, you need to, what is it? You need to plant and cater to the land or the soil in the beginning, so that in the time of harvest, you get the things that you want to get. You get the outcome. You get the crops that come in. If you don't weed and seed and, you know, turn the soil and plant in the proper time frame, you don't get the rewards of that. Everybody wants the rewards, but nobody wants to work. Again, as we get older, we're supposed to get smarter. As we get older, we're supposed to be able to take the information that we've learned and the information that other people have learned and take that and apply it so that we all win. However, like I said before, in most cases, that isn't the case. All of you people that are not doing your share, that aren't giving of your heart, that aren't giving of your soul, that aren't taking on the responsibility that's yours, guess what? Those things still have to be done. Those things still have to be taken care of. And also know this too, by you not taking on the responsibility and by you not doing the things that you need to do to move forward with your life, you're hurting yourself. You're not hurting those other people. You know, you've got these people that always want to say, well, I'm not doing that. That's not my responsibility. You know, that's their responsibility or what have you. Is it really? And again, how many people in your life have done things for you that you know about? And then how many countless peoples throughout history, I'm talking about before you were born, before your grandparents were born, did certain things that because of them, today you're benefiting from them. You know, I mean, it's just, it's horrendous when you look at the people that are not grateful and aren't really students of history on any level. I mean, how could drugs become such a major entity? Knowing, and everybody knows what the effects of drugs are. How could drinking be such a power and have so much influence on so many people when we all know what the overindulgence of alcohol will do to an individual? Again, I'm not saying that drinking alcohol is a bad thing. However, drinking alcohol, eating too much, having too many obsessions and too many things, especially to the point to where it becomes detrimental to your life and your ability to take care of yourself and others, that's definitely a bad thing. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to take stock. We need to take stock of ourselves. We need to take stock of our lives. Many people out there have heard the quote that, you know, life is short, and life is short. So we all need to learn what we need to do so that we can grow and mature and better ourselves. All right? We need to take our attitude and see if it's catchy. And if it's catchy, it needs to be a good attitude, because a bad attitude is also catchy. And it's catchy in the wrong ways, and it affects too many people in the wrong ways. Again, as I've said a billion times, we need to get rid of this stinking thinking. We need to start thinking about everybody and stop just thinking about ourselves. Because as someone said, I believe it was Bryant Tracy, he said, if you help a lot of people, you'll never want for anything. And why will you never want for anything? because some of those lot will want to do the same for you. They'll want to help you. They'll want you to grow. They'll want you to mature. They'll want you to prosper. And they'll do things because they'll be grateful that you took them out of that place where they were, that negative place. Again, it's up to you. It really is. I mean, look around you. Is what you've been doing to date working? Is the associations you've been having to date working? And when I say working, are they really providing you with the fruit that they should be providing you with? Are they really giving you the things that you need to survive, to move on, to prosper, to become that person that you're supposed to be? Are you living in a small, drab apartment, but your heart is living in a mansion? You know, if your heart is living in a mansion, then eventually, guess what? You'll get that mansion. And even if you don't get that physical mansion, spiritually you'll have that mansion because that mansion is within you. But if you live in a mansion, but yet your heart's in an apartment, are you really living in a mansion? Physically you are, but mentally you're corrupt. You're destroyed. You're just not really a person. You're a partial person. You're what I call a shadow people. You know, you're one of those shadow people. You don't really exist. You know, somebody else exists. You just happen to be in front of them. You know, you're kind of like a puppet, a costume cutout. You know, you're not real. Why? Because you're not living a real life. You're not experiencing what life truly has to give. And most of us never experience life. And the reason that we don't experience life is because we get too trapped in what we're doing. As somebody said to me today, we're too caught up in the rat race. My question is, why are you a rat? Why are you acting like a rat? Why are you trying to be a rat? Why are you trying to keep up with the Joneses and the Joneses can't keep up with themselves? Why are you trying to take on more negative things knowing that the first set of negative things that you took on didn't work? Why would you put yourself in that position? Why would you posture yourself or position yourself in a negative realm that's not going to help you and not going to help anybody else? I know that these are a lot of questions and there are not a lot of answers. However, the answers are simple. The answers are that you do what you need to do. The answers are that you find the types of people that are forward thinking, that are positive thinking, and you create a world that you want to live in, not a world that somebody else wants to live in because it's going to serve them. Make it a world that serves you by associating yourself with other people that are looking to serve other people. Then guess what? You serve each other. It's not a world where it's just give, 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 take, take, take. You know, it's a world where you've got give and take, and it's mutual. And not only are you giving and the other person giving, but that person is breaking their neck to try to give you more, and you're trying to give them more. And then what happens? We're all satisfied. We're all fulfilled. We've all found the needs that we need to have met. We've all come to a conclusion that we can win, and we can win big. Again, it's really not about, life isn't about working for somebody until you drop dead. Life isn't about doing 10 and 12 and 20-hour days and then in the end waking up on Monday and having to do it all over again. Again, when are the most heart attacks? The most heart attacks are on when? Monday morning. Why are they on Monday morning? Because we've got all of these people that drudge the fact that they need to go into an office and do things that they don't want to do. Why are people constantly partying themselves to death? They are partying themselves to death because they're looking for relief. The problem is that they're looking for relief in the wrong places. Why are we suffering anxiety? We're suffering anxiety because we're dealing with things that we don't want to deal with, and there's nobody there to step up and say, hey, I got this. Hey, I'll fix this. We've got people that are unreliable and won't do the things that they need to do. However, who are we surrounding ourselves around? We're surrounding ourselves around these types of people. The other day I had a little bit of an epiphany. I was, you know, I took a class in hand dancing, and the hand dancing instructor made a point that, you know, you have the leaders and you have the followers. And in hand dancing, the men lead and the women follow. And what the young lady was trying to explain to us when we did the class, when I originally started taking it, was she was telling us that, ladies, if you really want to look good, then you have to follow your leader. If your leader is off, you still need to follow your leader. It doesn't matter. It's a six-count position. However, if the person that's supposed to be following is trying to correct the leader, then guess what? They're going to look jacked up. And I didn't really understand what she was trying to get across to me till very recently. People, only one person can lead at a time. All right? It's just like on the battlefield. Only one person can lead the brigade, the section, or the fire squad at one time. If too many people try to lead it, what's going to happen? Catastrophe. All right? One group is going to go left, one group is going to go right. And it's the same thing. Only one person can lead at a time. Now, if you're in a relationship, you can take turns leading. However, only one person can lead at a time. And thinking about what this young lady was saying, in a dance class, mind you, not a life class, just a dance class, it made me think of the fact that, wow, you know, what she was saying was just so pivotal. You know, if the person that's following would follow and become a good follower, they in turn would also become a good leader. But the problem is that we have good leaders that are good followers, and we have leaders that aren't good followers. So in turn, they're not good leaders, and they jack it up. They make everything more than it is, and they take something that's nothing and turn it into something that's not even doesn't necessarily need to be anything. But anyway, back to my point. I'm sorry. We have leaders and we have followers. If one person is leading, then you need to follow until you find that that person is leading you wrong, or you're finding that things are jacked up. However, please also understand, if you create a harmony in how you follow the person that's leading, then it's always going to work out. You know, many years ago, when I first became a contractor, I was talking with a young lady, and I was explaining to her how I didn't understand how the government worked. Now, mind you, I had done 20 years in the Marine Corps, but the federal government, civilian sector, I didn't understand how they worked. So I was like, you know what, this doesn't make any sense at all. I said, why would you do this when you can do this? And if you do this, you're going to get this result, blah, 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 blah. So the young lady that I was talking to was a secretary, and, you know, I was a high-powered, you know, project manager handling multi-million-dollar contracts, which I still do, except I'm up a little bit higher than that now. But the young lady said something to me, and it was very pivotal for me. She said to me, Zurian, the reason that it worked in the federal government the way that it worked is because everybody's doing it that way. She said, your way may be more appropriate, your way may be more professional, and your way may be the way that we should do it. However, everybody in the government has been doing it this way, and they are not going to want to change. So they are not going to do it a different way. And I looked at her, and I was getting ready to argue, and then I thought about what she said, and what she said was right. Even though the way that they may do it may be jacked up, because everybody else in that grouping, everybody else in that government agency or in the government is following that particular way of doing it, even though it may be jacked up, it still works. Even though it may be jacked up, it still runs. Even though it may be jacked up, the particular tasks and goals are still met. And why are they met? Because everybody is doing it that way. Now, mind you, I'm not telling you to be a puppet. I'm not telling you to do it wrong and it's going to work for you. What I'm saying to you is that nobody is perfect. So, in hand dance, there's a particular procedure. There's a particular routine. There's a particular step. There's a particular name for every particular thing that they do. However, in that particular arena, which is hand dancing, you have a leader. Usually it's the male that leads. Well, if the male missteps, okay, and he does the technique that he should do on 6 or on 2 on the wrong number, if the lady that's dancing with him follows, if she follows the gesture that's made, guess what? The transition of the move being wrong is never seen. Why? Because they flow. And by them flowing, nobody knows that they messed up, even though they may have messed up. If they don't indicate to the world that there was a mistake, the world doesn't see that mistake. They also have now an opportunity to learn from that mistake, and they can improve later. You know, there's an old saying that you chastise in private and you praise in public. However, if you try to chastise in public, what do? You bring undue attention to yourself, and now instead of one person being upset, you now have two. You have the two people, one upset because you called them out, the other one upset because, you know, that person ended up re-challenging them from the call out. So, again, it's just how you say, here's a suggestion that can actually help you to move forward. One, remove those negative influences from your life. Two, start doing the positive things that you need to do to put your life where it needs to be. Three, repeat. Okay? It's really that simple. Remove the negatives, all right? Start doing the positives and repeat. All right? Remove the negatives, start doing the positives and repeat. Life is really not as complicated as we make it. You know, we all feel anxiety, we all go through stresses, we all have problems, but we also need to realize that there's only so many hours in the day and there are only one of us. We need to find other people of like minds and like spirits and then take that information and those associations and then grow an even stronger, more powerful relationship with other people that are, again, are of the like mind and are looking to do the same things that you're looking to do. Unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, if you really look around you, you're probably going to find that those are not the people that you're associating with right now. You're probably going to find that those are not the people that you want to do business with. Maybe not the people that you want to have a relationship with. Maybe not the people that you want to be married to. You know, in some cases, it may be your children that are doing the negative things. You need to let them know. You've done your part. You raised them. Now it's their job to do their part, which is act like adults. Again, we can't make anybody do anything. We can only show them the path that we believe they should take, and then it's their choice. You know, that's the greatest thing about man. Man has been given a choice. The choice is to choose what you want out of your life, what you want out of your world, what you want out of your present, and what you want out of your future. Remember, the decisions that you make today will be the things that set you up for the successes or the failures that you'll experience tomorrow. Also, please know that in every failure, there's a lesson, and that lesson is to help you to get towards that success. However, if you refuse to experience that failure, you'll probably never experience that success. Why? Because you need to have one to get to the other. All right? You need to have one to get to the other. And in order to get to that success, sometimes you have to take on that failure. Sometimes you have to take on that stress. And when your body reacts in a negative framework or a negative mindset, pills are good temporarily, but you need to fix the root problem. The only person that can fix the root problem is you. Alcohol is a great recreational activity. However, if you rely on alcohol, what is it going to do to you? It's going to make you dependent on alcohol. You know, a young man once asked, reason that I'm not really a drinker, it's not that I don't drink, but the reason that I don't drink to success is because there's too many people that have gone down that road much stronger than me, and they've failed. Why have they failed? Because the alcohol will always win. That distilled substance, that drug, that whatever will always win. And I already know that, again, there's too many people that are more smarter and more powerful than me and more wiser than me, but aren't wise enough to know to do, to when to stop or when to start. So the show today is about trying to grow and trying to mature and trying to do the things that we need to do. The show is also about taking some of that knowledge that you've acquired along with some of those years that you've lived and then using that to your benefit. And if you don't have that many years, then guess what? You need to take some of that knowledge from some of the people that do have those years, especially if it's written down in books and things like that, and you need to take some of that knowledge in and then use it. Because guess what? That knowledge has been shared. Somebody took the time out of their life to write it down. All you need to do is take the time to read it or get an audio tape or whatever. But understand, we all need some relief. However, we also need to educate ourselves so that we can do the things that we need to do. We need to find the shortcuts and stop taking the long, laborious road to the things that we want. We need to start putting things in place so that we can succeed and move forward. For all of you people that are taking on more than you should, I commend you. For all of you people that aren't taking on anywhere near what you should, all right, I curse you. And the reason I curse you is because you're killing the rest of us, all right? And when we're all gone, then what are you going to do? You need to be thankful for that person that's doing your work. You need to be thankful for that person that's stepping up. Because if they weren't stepping up, guess what? You wouldn't have the luxury you have. But also understand that that boat is about to come to an end. Okay? That privilege that you have is about to come to an end. Because the person that is doing all that work is listening today. The person that's, you know, trying to do the right thing is listening today, and they're seeing that you're taking advantage of them. They're seeing that you're not appreciating them for what they are. They're seeing that they need to get rid of you. Guess what? When they get rid of you, you're the one that's going to lose. Why? Because they already know how to do it all. They already know what's necessary. They already know that they're better than what you're treating them to be or what you're showing them that you are. They know that they're good people and they have good souls and good hearts and all of that. And again, like I said, they know how to do it. You don't know how to do it. Why do you not know how to do it? Because you're not doing it. Okay, so who's going to end up being the number one loser here? You, person that doesn't want to stand up and take care of your responsibilities and do the things that you're supposed to do. Why? Because you're going to get left in the dust. That person is going to get wiser. All right? Eventually, the dog will bite you back no matter how much it may like you or no matter how much it may fear you. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I hope that some of the information that I've given has been good. I hope that you're finding it useful, and I hope that you'll all move forward to live your dreams and find the world that you want to find and make the world that you want to find. Stop hoping and praying for things to change. Things change with action. Things change with you. Today is your day. Forward. And do the things that you need to do so that you can live the life that you want to live and then leave the life for others that you want them to live and hopefully teach them what they need to know so that they can move on and become great givers, all right, and then great receivers because they're receiving the knowledge that you gave them because you left it for them. And they'll be the people that set the stage and lead the path for the future and a brighter future for all that were. Let's leave a legacy and not just leave debt. Let's leave a legacy. Not just leave a whole bunch of unnecessary, undone things that are done poorly. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I want to thank you, as always, for listening to The Zurian Show. I truly appreciate it. Please share the show with any and everyone that you think the show will benefit. All right? I do not claim to be a doctor. I do not claim to be a psychologist or any of the above. I'm just a person that would have to be blind to not see the things that are going on around me each and every day. And I'd also be negligent not to share those observations with those that are willing to take them in and use them to their benefit. Thank you again, everybody, for listening. As always, I want to thank you for spending some time with me, and thank you for continuously listening to the show. I am humbled every day by the fact that I get the honor to actually spend time with each and every one of you. Thank you very much, and take care and be well. Have a great day, a great tomorrow, and a great life. Farewell.